Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Doug Tatum. Newportboardgroup.com, is that right, Doug?
Yes, sir.
Newportboardgroup.com. Also, entrepreneur residence at Florida State University. Quickly, give us a tour on what you're seeing with the entrepreneurs when they're coming to FSU.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier. If you want to remain optimistic through all the trials and tribulations we're facing this country, then just hang around entrepreneurs. I mean, I have the unique opportunity to meet through my consulting practice and speaking some of the most fascinating folks you could ever imagine, figuring out how to monetize the most fascinating ideas that you could imagine. And then with regard to the students, you know, FSU is the only major university in the United States with a separate college of entrepreneurship. What we're really proud of is that we can offer students in any part of the university. They could be a physics major, they could be a pre-med major, they could be a religion major or a music major, and they can come over and take classes on innovation and ideation and how do companies get financed. And I think that ultimately that a lot of the problems we have in this country will get stake stabbed in them in the heart with some entrepreneur out there that's figured out an unusual way to solve the problem. So I'm optimistic in that respect.
I am too, as long as we can keep the government out of our way, which President Trump has gone a long way towards doing. And but speaking of which, I want to transition a little bit over into the overall economy. You're a big thinker, and you're a global traveler. I want you to give us your perspective on where you think the economy overall is going. We've got interest rates going up. We got some trade issues happening right now. Maybe a little easing off on some of the nuclear tensions. Where do you think things are right now?
So I'm more optimistic perhaps than some folks for a couple of reasons. On the interest rates, there's a lot of money out there. I talk to bank CEOs all around the country. There's a lack of loan demand. Mm-hmm. Part of it is we did a study that showed that the cash conversion cycle of public companies has halved, which means the entire loan demand of a major U.S. bank has gone away. So I don't know how you raise interest rates in the marketplace. The government can raise the Fed rate, but I don't know how the interest rates can go up when there's the commodity. There's a lot of it out there, and people are using less of it. So that's one thing that I'm a little less concerned that we're going to have a massive increase in interest rates. And, you know, I'm not a macroeconomist, but I'm looking at what I hear out there in the marketplace.
You make a good point, because small business owners are only just now, after a decade, they're only just now easing up on their position about not wanting to borrow money because their balance sheets have improved over the last decade as well.
Yeah.
Go ahead, finish up.
Yeah, and people have less cost in their business. I tell you the one thing that your audience ought to hear too, there's been a shift in the last 15 years, and I'm going to go back and double check it. But interestingly enough, the average revenue per employee in the United States, the highest average revenue per employee used to be small businesses. Mm. It is completely flipped.
Wow.
It is now large businesses and larger businesses. And that has to do with the implications of technology.
That's right.
And so I think your listeners, when they look at their businesses, look, there is what I call, as you know well, our dear friend Bo Burlingham, they're small giants. Their niches, their locations, their relationships with customers are going to be hard to knock off the block. If you find yourself in a business, however, where your competitors are scaling, mm-hmm. which means they're getting a lot more revenue per employee yep. than you can, or they're buying
cheaper. Like Amazon.
You got to seriously look at your business.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's what I worry about for Main Street is the technology that these big companies are capable of acquiring is not just the next level up. It's quantum leap from what we have access to. And
yeah,
I'm concerned about
it's
that.
It's a sustainable competitive advantage.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Hey, Doug, good job today. Thanks for coming in, and come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim, as always.
Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Told you we'd get smarter when Doug joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.